Whale Fall by Elizabeth O'Connor, read by Gwyneth Keyworth, and featuring Gabrielle Glaister, Jot Davis, Divrig Morris, and Nick Griffiths.
I have looked long at this land, trying to understand my place in it. R.S. Thomas, Those Others. Here is an island year. First the sun, and first the spring growing fat with birds. They leave the island to its grey winter and return when shoots appear in the ground. Orcs come as dark shapes under the water. Kittiwakes and gannets fall from the skies. We do not notice them at first. The children might chase them on cliffs. The men, fishing, might push them away from a net with an oar. By the end of the spring, they are thrown across the island like shadows. Puffins, sea swallows, little terns. By summer, they are raising young, flinging themselves back into the water. The kittiwakes come closest to our houses, picking food scraps from the middens in the yard. They perch on the roofs. From afar, the building is spiked with the grey points of their wings. They live on the roof, covering it in a silver layer of feathers and guano, waking us inside as they squabble and scurry across the tiles. Sometimes they fight mid-air, leaving red smears on each other. They drop fish from their beaks onto the stone yard, which worm into the stone's small crevices and holes and make them smell rancid for months. The heat only brings them closer. Their bird smells, their calling, their pink, dead young. In summer, the women of the island repaint the houses white. They go into the limestone cave at the west of the island and chip the rock into powder. My mother would always return with it on her hands, specks trailing everything she touched. Sometimes the pigment turned the paint more yellow or more blue than pure white. One year the houses all over ended up pale rose pink, and it still shows through, in nicks and patches where the outer layers are peeled away. After summer, the cold circles, then drops like a stone. The birds disappear one by one. They leave their nests on the cliffs with their eggs still inside. In autumn, the sea boils like a pot on the fire. The birds pass and the summer is gone. Winter. We stay near the hearth, sleep in the same bed. The sea sidles up to the door, laps at the edge of the island. There is grey ice at the horizon. The wind makes red meat of us. At Christmas, we cook a catch of fish, then butcher a sheep and throw it into the water. The waves push it back onto the beach again by spring, and the birds arrive to devour it. The sheep are rotated around the island after they've grazed their field to nothing. September. The whale became stranded in the shallows of the island overnight, appearing from the water like a cat slinking under a door. No one noticed it. Not the lighthouse with its halo of light on the water, or the night fishermen searching for whiting and sole, or the farmers moving cattle over the hill at dawn. The sheep on the cliffs were undisturbed. Under the dark water, the whale's body glowed lightly green. By the morning, it had floated up on the beach and lay neatly on its front. Birds gathered above it. The tide brought water over the sand in wide, flat mirrors broken by thin paths of sand. The waves drew around the whale and then out again, like a membrane around its delicate centre. Some of the fishermen said it had come off course. They saw them out at sea, but really so close. A few older people said it was some kind of omen, though could not agree on whether it was good or bad. Reverend Jones read the English newspapers most weeks, but he said there was nothing that could explain the creature's arrival. The Navy was newly out at sea since the start of the month. He made a vague suggestion about radar, and one of the farmers nodded and said, "Submarines." Someone brought a large camera down from their house, a box which sat on long wooden legs. The flash made the landscape bleed out. I was born on the island on the 20th of January 1920. My birth certificate read